Facebook.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock and at 3 o'clock from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. There's a link to all your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, so if you need to revisit something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on usaprepares.com. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and we've got a full week this week. Frank Underhill's with us right now, and he's from Nevada. We've got Matt Stein coming up a little later this week, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes, from California. C.L. Farris is going to be with us. The Preparedness Mindset versus Reality. She's from Missouri. Dr. Norman Shealy, he's our brain surgeon from Missouri. Joel Johnson, you know him as MacGyver. He's coming in from Florida. And Dr. Pat Hutton, he's a 10th degree martial artist from Oklahoma. And Julia Shopik, she's the author of Honest Medicine, and she hails from Illinois. So that's some of what's coming up this week. And I trust you've been paying attention to the weather and the related storms in the East Coast. You know, violent storms have pummeled the East Coast with high winds and downed trees. At least 18 people were killed. Millions were left without power during the heat wave. And you know that 9/11 failed in Northern Virginia. More than 3,400 temperature records have been shattered in the U.S. this past week, according to NOAA. And the tally of high temperatures was 2,160, and the tally for low temperatures was 1,243. So the question is, does heat affect our personalities? Well, according to the New York Daily News, last weekend, there were seven people that were killed and 21 injured in stabbings and shootings. So the hot summer nights turn quite bloody in the Bronx, Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. So considering the total number of people injured and killed of 28 and three suspects arrested, do you need to protect yourself? Think about that. And so over the past week, there were emergencies declared in Maryland and West Virginia and Ohio and the District of Columbia and in Virginia. So you know that we were without power. 9/11 was down. Sewage treatment was down. Cell coverage was down. Water supplies were down. Trees were down. Roads were closed. Trains were down. Stores were down. Temperatures in triple digits. Air conditioning down. Wildfires in the West. Last night in Virginia, there was a flash windstorm in excess of 70 miles an hour. Came out of nowhere. Then hail the size of cherry tomatoes. Days before this, everything was fine. Are you prepared? This is USAprepares.com. We teach you how to prepare and how to prepare for the unthinkable. And with me today, we're going to be talking about survival economics. Frank Underhill of Underhill Securities. Welcome, Frank.
Thanks, Vincent, for having me. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hey, Frank, can we talk about how to get a newsletter from you a little bit later on in this broadcast? It's free, right?
Absolutely. Just contact you or contact me, and I'll put you on my list, and you'll get it twice a month.
Okay. Frank Underhill, you're the CEO of Underhill Securities, and let's talk some more about economics this morning. The U.S. dollar. When will we see abatement in the U.S. dollar?
Well, you'll see it start to subside a bit here a bit when you start to see slower numbers coming in. You'll start to see more government spending, of course, and I think you also need to see improvement in the Eurozone as well, because people move money, or these central banks move from one currency to another on interest rates and economic data, and money, as you know, moves in and out really quickly in these markets. So until the picture brightens out a bit, even though the dollar's high, it's high not because of a epiphany for the U.S. dollar, but because of liquidity. But when things start to go the other way, that liquidity can dry up pretty quickly, and there'd be a quick exit. So that's when I think you'll start to see gold move higher. And actually, if you look now, gold does want to go up. It's up, you know, a few dollars today. It was down on Friday, up the day before. So there is some traction here.
So you see gold going higher. Is that correct?
That's correct. I don't see any reason why it should. If gold, in my opinion, if it was going to crash, it would have done so by now. Mm-hmm. Period.
Well, you know, Frank, I look at it as a physical asset that you can hold and you can protect, and you don't lose anything until you sell, or you don't gain anything until you sell.
I mean, and you still have your gold in the time being.
Right. Right. And I've seen gold take some violent swings, and you know, Bob Chapman mentioned that for about a year, he said as we progress through this depression, we're going to see more and more violent swings in the price of gold and silver, and it's going to be very uncomfortable for a lot of us. And I remember talking to Mrs. Finelli about that, and I would say, you know, the price of gold has fallen, and she'd say, "So," so she was unconcerned, because you don't take a loss unless you sell. And the thing is, I don't think you should be in this gold market unless not with money that you need to live on. I mean, if you have to spend your wherewithal to buy gold that you really need to pay payments and meet loan obligations and so forth, and daily expenses, monthly expenses, you should not use that money that you would use for those expenses to buy gold and silver, in my opinion. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I agree with that, and I think people should also take to the bank to use these metals as a portable currency in the event of a disaster, or in the event of, you know, the unthinkable. You have it. But if paper money was obsolete, or for act of war, it wasn't usable anywhere, you got to switch to the alternative currency.
Well, Frank, you're going to be coming to the next Get Prepared Expo, and I'm really looking forward to having you see exactly what you're talking about happen right in front of your eyes. People walk into the expo with precious metals, and they buy things from the exhibitors right then and there with precious metals. I'm saying they are not using Federal Reserve notes. I mean, some are. I mean, some use credit cards, some use Federal Reserve notes, some use change, but others use precious metals and even base metals. We had a seminar on base metals where we had an exhibitor who was talking about copper medallions and silver medallions and gold medallions. And one of the guests at the expo bought, I think, maybe 60 copper rounds, 1 ounce medallions. And then she proceeded to see if she could use them to buy things that she wanted to buy at the expo. And she could. She was absolutely able to buy from two of the three exhibitors that she wanted to buy things from. One of the exhibitors said no, he couldn't do it because he did not own the business. But if it were up to him, he would have taken the copper medallions in exchange for what he was selling. But the other two were really glad to do it. Interesting, isn't it?
Well, metal is always valuable, you know, regardless, for bartering or for savings or emergency. Everyone should have it.
Mm-hmm. And what we're saying is, people that say, yeah, what would I do with that metal? How would I use it in an emergency? Would anybody take it? Well, we've proven it. We've proven it right at the expo without even trying to prove it. I mean, it was just something that someone said, I just want to see if this works. And she tried it with copper. And others came in with junk silver. And they were able to do that. They just needed to figure out the current metal price, and then the transaction happened right then and there. It's amazing. And but that's the way it used to be anyway. I mean, there's nothing new about it. It's just the way it used to be.
Well, with the banks charging interest and credit cards and late fees, and really the consumers being boxed in, and they're being lack of a better word, used by financial institutions with metals, and in the case of your symposium where people use metal, no usury, no interest, no late fees. It's a much better way to proceed.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been toying with the idea of having a special broadcast once a week. And I'm trying to think of the name for it, but it's going to be something like Customer Appreciation. Let's say it's Friday, Customer Appreciation Friday, where our class can call in and talk about how much they're appreciated by the companies that they do business with. And I think we'll start with banks and say, and we'll see how much appreciated our customers are. From the banks, and you know, I know
they're happy when you put your money in, but they're not happy to take it out. Or actually, frankly, I think they're not happy if you don't take out a credit card with them.
Right. Well, my bank has been bugging me for years now because I'm probably the only guy there that does not have a debit card, and they keep telling me how great a debit card is. You know, I can use this instead of cash. Now, why would I want to? Why would I want to put another party in between me and a transaction? Why would I want to do that? They tell me it's for my own safety. I'm not quite sure what that means.
They clip you, too, every time you use it, and they charge fees. And, you know, a few quarters here, this, that doesn't add up. But over the context of a year and every transaction you do, it can balloon substantially. And I think, Vincent, what it comes down to, the last thing people want are statements generated and receiving window mail.
Right.
You have enough. You know, I don't like generated bills.
Frank Underhill's with me, and we're talking about spotlight.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Underhill's with me, and if you would like a copy of Frank Underhill's free newsletter, just send an email to Vincent at USAPrepares.com. That's V-I-N-C-E-N-T at USAPrepares.com. And if you need to refresh your memory, just go to the website and you'll be able to click on contact and send us an email right from there. And no one gets your email address. Just Frank Underhill at Underhill Securities. And he's the CEO of Underhill Securities in Nevada. Frank, you know, $100,000 a year as income used to be an enormous, enormous amount of money. And now, and that would buy you two cars and a nice house. And you could provide for your family. Now it takes $250,000 to do the same thing.
And and I don't think that's probably even going back too far, is it? The $100,000.
Well, in 1976, it would have. That's $100,000 would have done a real lot. I mean,
and I think that $100,000 in 1976 would buy you a lot more than what a $250,000 today would buy you.
Right, right, right. And part of that, I believe, is because of increased taxes. What do you think?
Taxation is a part of it. What we talk about from time to time, rising commodity prices, is another part of it that factors into people's everyday living, whether through petroleum products or feed or agriculture products or potash prices, home building materials, home building costs.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes. Everything adds up in taxes.
Yeah, taxes and inflation, and you were talking about agriculture. You want to take a couple minutes and talk about that?
Sure, absolutely.
Where do you think we're headed? I mean, I'll tell you what, the Midwest has had a massive, massive drought.
Drought is disastrous. You look at corn, I think we were talking before the program at 7 and change a bushel, probably, I don't want to predict, but over $8, I think, maybe. A lot of potash prices, I think, are coming back up too. Mm-hmm. And, we were talking about cattle last week, how growers are just selling them as younglings to, just get them off the property, basically, so they don't have to feed them anymore because hay is so expensive.
Well, and also it's not only a question of that, a question of the expense of hay, but the availability of hay. I honestly can't think of anybody who wants to sell hay right now. Not here in Missouri. Not that I know of. Farmers are looking everywhere for hay. They're even doing this. Frank, if there's something called strip grazing, STRIP grazing, and we farmers tend to do that. Here's what we do. If, let's say we take a 40-acre pasture and we want to let our cows graze it. If we turn them loose on 40 acres, they will eat what they like first. Then after they've eaten that, then they'll consider eating what they like second best and then third best. And then ultimately they'll eat the things that they don't like if there's nothing left. But what you can do is you can take an electric fence wire, and this is like a piece of ribbon, if you will, maybe 3/4 of an inch wide. Usually it's white. And you can put an electric charge on that, and you can take part of that 40 acres and say, let's take 5 acres, and let's just make a strip of that. Make sure the cows have water, and you give them 5 acres so that they are confined to 5 acres. They'll eat everything in 5 acres. Then what you do is you give them another 5 acres, you know, the next day, and so forth, and they'll eat everything up. Well, what's happening now is farmers are going to their neighbors saying, hey, do you mind, and some people call it hot wire. I call it electric fence tape, but some people call it hot wire and say, hey, how about if I just put in some hot wire around a small portion of your property so I can let my cows graze where they've never grazed before, meaning a farmer letting someone, one of his neighbors, use his grass to graze because the farmer with the cows doesn't have enough grass. That's the kind of stuff that's going on right now.
Now, the person who doesn't know anything about this, if they weren't listening to programs such as yourself, they wouldn't have a clue about this.
Frank Underhill's with me. We're talking about survival economics. We're talking about what's happening in the food industry. And we'll talk to you about it.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you
got
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
There's a wedding over the weekend, and, you know, my wife and I are about 6 months apart in age, and, you know, I understand how people can fall in love and marry someone a little bit older, a little bit younger, but how about a 72-year-old marrying a 42-year-old? What do you think about that? 72-year-old marrying a 42-year-old, but they're in love, and they're experiencing wedded bliss, I'm sure, right now. I don't know if you would say this is the bride or the groom, but Barney Frank, U.S. congressman, got married, he's 72, and his wife or boyfriend or husband is James ready, and he's 42. So there you have it. And the Massachusetts governor officiated the ceremony. So you have government setting a fine example of what they think things ought to be like. Barney Frank marrying his boyfriend of a long time, James Reddy, 42 years old. Oh, boy. Let's talk about mining stocks. What's happening in the market relating to miners?
Well, Vincent, I think, you know, they're holding in here. You know, they pretty well track the price of gold, basically. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are still above their 52-week lows, as you see with gold as well. Mm-hmm. They're holding in there. I think basically they're just waiting for a trend to develop to work off of to lift them higher. So they're holding in here. They're not as soft actually as even I would have expected. I thought they would have sold off for quite a bit more than what they already have. Because as you know, with any commodity, if nobody wants it, it drops like a hot potato, basically. You know, nobody wants it. But the fact that these issues are trading volume every day, they're liquid every day, so there's still interest in them, which is, I think, a positive given the circumstance where these markets are right now. And look, nothing is going to improve until you start to see deficit spending under control. Positive effects are kicking in under austerity. And, you know, for one thing, I'm not one of these people who believe in spending your way out of a recession. I think you do need to cut. I think governments do need to be restrained. I don't see how throwing billions and billions and billions hundreds of billions on top of a deficit, I think that only compounds the problem. Now, there are people out there who believe that you can stimulate stimulus, give tax cuts and rebates and whatnot, and this will get you out of the pickle. But in the end, you still have to pay the piper. Now, whether it's through higher interest rates or people pay through it through inflation, the bills have to be paid.
Have you ever seen a stimulus program that through government spending actually work in the long run? I've never seen one.
After World War II, I think it took Germany 40 years to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's drastic. But, you know, it takes us, you know, 20 years to get into this pickle. Why should it only take us 2 or 3 years to get out? Mm-hmm. But look, the bottom line is deficits only erode when the tax base is increased. If you're not having taxpayers and you have constant spending, I think it's just a recipe for economic disaster. That's why I think people who look at employment figures, if it takes 8% unemployment to wreck an economy, you know, we're in pretty bad shape.
Well, you don't believe it's 8% unemployment, do you?
Well, no, it's a lot higher than that. But even going on the managed media's figures, it even makes it worse. Mm-hmm. Those are numbers people expect. Now, you're like myself, or you think it's like 11 to 15, 16%. Well, if you put that down to, you know, 8%, really, I think you'd start to see a positive effect on the deficit. But until that changes, I think we're still going to be in for a world of hurt right now.
I think my numbers are more like 20%. But maybe my definition is a little different. I would think that if I were measuring how many people of the people that would like to have a job that are capable of holding a job, meaning, you know, physically, mentally able to hold a job, of those, how many people are unemployed? I'll bet you it's 20% or more are unemployed.
Well, you could take that figure, but take a look at underemployed. Mm-hmm. Or employed, but instead of making $15-$18 an hour, they're making $7.50-$10 an hour.
Yeah, I know some people that have been cut back to just two jobs and they can't make it. They needed three. They needed three jobs to make it. Yeah, for real. And because the wage is so low. I also know people who can't get a job. I'm talking about really bright people, really capable people, highly educated people that cannot get a job. Absolutely can't.
Case in point, just to be quick, I know time is short. I went to the Apple store over the weekend, and I got approached by a sales clerk from Hawaii, a degree in a master's in architecture. She thought she could come here to Nevada and get a job for an engineering firm doing architecture. And lo and behold, she's working at an Apple store. And she said that a lot of people here have degrees and they're overqualified, but they are working as sales clerks instead of doing what they have their degrees in. So who knows if a degree really means anything these days?
Well, I'm certainly not.
Unfortunately.
I'm certainly not doing anything with my degree. I mean, my degree is in finance and economics. Maybe I'm doing a little bit, but you know, I don't have a job even. I mean, literally, I'm.
Well, you're doing good work nonetheless, Vincent.
But I don't have a job. But I'm happy doing what I'm doing. But I know a lot of people that have degrees that really would like to apply their degrees in architecture, engineering, writing, and so forth. And what's happening is they're becoming entrepreneurs because they have to. There's no other alternative for them.
Like myself, I have to work for myself and be entrepreneurial.
Well, I would say that...
That's the American spirit, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. I would say very close to 100% of those that are involved with USAPrepares.com, that are instructors, that are on the radio with us, are not employees. I'd say almost 100% of us are entrepreneurs, for real. And it's an interesting way of life. And I don't think once someone becomes an entrepreneur, they could go back to being an employee.
Oh,
I don't think it's possible.
Heck no. I couldn't imagine myself either going back. I love freedom. I love my freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love people. It's a people business. I like talking about economics. I like talking about politics. I like talking about, you know, topics like this. And if I did this working at a casino on the floor talking to a customer like this, they'd fire me out on a rail. Let's face it.
Hey, you know, Bob Chapman used to talk about leverage with mining stocks. Can you give us an education on that?
Well, yeah, very, very simple. Leverage is if you, say, buy an ounce of gold for, say, $1,500, $1,600, you have 1 ounce. On the other hand, you could take that same money and buy a more number of shares in the gold industry, and or in the silver industry for that matter, or the platinum industry. But the fact of the matter is all these issues, they all rise on earnings and they all fall on earnings. If earnings are great, they move up. If gold goes up, you know, to be hypothetical, say it puts on $50, well, you're up $50. A small percentage rate. But if you took that and amplified it over a number of shares you own in mining shares, then your return is greater. And I think it's also probably a lot easier way to track the markets as well, too. You know, I'm bullish on mining shares, mm-hmm. Not just gold, but I like silver as well. I like platinum. I like actually, we talk about agriculture, like agriculture issues that people should be looking at as well, too. If you think potash is going to go higher, there's very few companies to invest in. If you think farming equipment's where to be, but the fact of the matter is that you get leverage through investing in these issues. And by the way, I like individuals. I don't like mutual funds where your money's bunched in with a whole bunch of other money and they take their management fees out and leave you with what's left over. I like people to have their own individual portfolios with select issues.
Okay, and let's talk about the risk versus the reward. What is your feeling on that, Frank? In just mining stocks, for example, let's discount the other stocks for now.
Well, if I didn't believe things were going to get better and move up and go in cycles, I wouldn't even be in this line of work. I'd choose something more safer. But if you take any chart, regardless what it is, indices are always higher. Prices always move higher. when gold was $800 back when I started in 95, and gold was 800, you know, it sold off, came back up. The mining issues were a lot more higher at that same 800 than they were when there's mining issue, when gold was 800, you know, 15 years ago, basically. So you have that working for you in your favor. So, you know, time is your friend. Like, I think, like you alluded earlier, this is not a short term, quick in and out situation. You have to buy them for a duration. But over time, they do work out.
Okay. Are you, so are you concerned? Let me ask this, I guess, a slightly different way. Are you concerned about where mining stocks are headed? Meaning, do you think?
Not at all. I think it's a buying opportunity, and people can't be concerned with day-to-day fluctuations. I'm concerned more with trends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the trend is your friend, no doubtedly. And if the trend is positive, then that's probably where you want to be. But look, people need to be vested one way or another.
Frank Underhill's with me. We're talking about survival economics. And I've got some more questions about mining stocks when we come back. I'd also like to know why silver is lagging. USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Can you say the word I and the word me 117 times in 25 minutes and 32 seconds? Can you do that? Well, President Obama was able to do that on July 5th in a speech that he gave in Sandusky, Ohio. 117 times. Frank Underhill's with me, and Frank, let's talk about silver. Seems to be lagging. What's going on?
Silver seems to have a problem getting out of the starting gate here. It seems to have been at this low, and it's just staying here. And I think because here's where my philosophy is, where I believe silver is more of a strategic metal, where it's used in components and parts and so forth. And I think here's where the tire meets where the rubber meets the road, where you cannot view silver as being a cash equivalent to, say, gold, if you will. It's got to be treated more of an industrial metal, strategic metal that has a lot of usefulness. And until you start to see more production in products that do utilize silver, probably going to be here for a while. Now, naturally, it's going to go up a little bit, according to what gold does, but it's not going to have that oomph, that lift, until you start to see it being utilized more than currently right now.
So are you saying that because manufacturing is down worldwide, including China, that the consumption of silver is down and therefore the demand is down and therefore the price per ounce is down? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. And it takes a lot more to move silver than investors buying silver coins, silver bars, putting it away. The big orders come from the foundries and the manufacturers of that do utilize silver.
As we get closer toward the
and platinum, and so I say platinum. Platinum is cheaper than gold right now, and platinum is used heavily in catalytic converters, car parts, and even that is so. I would use that as a compass.
I'll tell you what. At our meetup, we were discussing automobiles. And there's a fantastic statistic that one of our instructors brought up, and he is very closely linked to the automobile repair business and in the insurance industry for automobiles. And he mentioned that he used to have about 5, 6, 7 cars that he would have to go check the damage on from collisions. And now it's 3 or 4 cars, you know, I'm talking per day. So he's down about 50%. And that means that traffic is down and driving is about down about 50%. Car sales are way down. So catalytic converter manufacturing is way down. So what we're seeing is this economic depression we're in is for real. There's no question about it. So there's just one more example of proof that that this is all tied together: precious metals, the economy, consumption, and so forth.
And agriculture, it's all encompassed into one sphere, and it's, you know, one can't function without the other, and that's how interconnected we are. It's like, why is it Americans are so interested to hear what's going on with central bankers, European bankers, Asian bank? You know, like 20 years ago, none of this stuff meant anything, and like today, it makes all the news.
Yeah, and France selling short-term bonds at negative interest rates right this minute. What do you think about that? We only got maybe a minute left.
Well, I think all that goes hand in hand with the LIBOR trading scam and selling negative interest rate bonds. I wouldn't buy them myself, but buyer beware.
Frank Underhill's with me. If you'd like a copy of his newsletter, send us an email. Go to usaprepares.com, contact us. Just say newsletter. We'll know what you mean. We'll get it to you post haste. I'm Vince Finelli, usaprepares.com. Above all, honest, sacred. What happens next? It's up to you. Alex Jones coming up next. Thank you so much.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.